Demonstrations continued across New England last night, protesting police brutality and the death of George Floyd, from Worcester to Northampton to Providence. There are more planned, including one in Boston's Franklin Park tonight, a rally and vigil for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery. Joining me now is one of the organizers, Monica Cannon Grange. She's the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Violence in Boston, focused on advocating for marginalized communities. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hello.
Hi, Monica. And listeners, we want to hear from you all hour. What's your reaction to the protests and demonstrations? Have you been a part of a demonstration here in the area? How are you feeling today, and what do you think needs to change here in Boston and in the Commonwealth? Call us, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or tweet us at Radio Boston. So, Monica Cannon Grant, this vigil was organized by Violence in Boston and Black Lives Matter Boston. What's the message you want to communicate with the event tonight?
So the message that we're trying to convey is Not One More, which is the name of our event, which means you don't get to keep killing us without us being silent, without us voicing our disgust, dismay, anger, frustration, and pain around it happening. But the other piece is we're also fighting for action and legislation to be passed to make police officers able to be criminally prosecuted for killing us.
This isn't the first event that you've organized in Boston. A 2017 March Against White Supremacy drew in over 45,000 people. You had a hand in a counter protest to the Straight Pride Parade last year, the 2019 Women's March. The stakes for protesting right now are higher than ever with the coronavirus spreading in our communities, national tensions so high. Does it feel different now, and is that on your mind?
So, yes, I'm definitely worried about the coronavirus. I think that, you know, I get those who have compromised immune systems not being able to come outside. But to wake up a Black woman raising four Black boys, I don't have that luxury. And every day, Black people are faced with COVID, with community violence, and then on top of it, being killed by those who have been charged with protecting and serving us. So every day I wake up, I'm an activist. It's just a matter of which thing am I going to activate on at that particular time. But with that in mind, we are ensuring that everybody who comes out today has adequate PPE. So we have volunteer EMTs and nurses who will be providing masks and gloves and hand sanitizers. We have medics who have volunteered their time. We have water that we'll be providing with everybody. We're creating chalk circles on the grass for social distancing once we get to the rally point, just to give people space to not be as close to each other. But the truth is this has to happen. Protesting is the voice of the unheard. And what we feel right now is nobody's listening. It wasn't until we started protesting that this officer was arrested.
How many people do you expect tonight, Monica?
I have 7,000 people confirmed on the Facebook invite. And just to give you context, last time I did this in 2017, I had 10,000 people confirmed on the Facebook invite, but 45,000 showed up. So I'm definitely expecting thousands of people, but how many, I don't know.
So we're still learning about exactly what happened on Sunday night. There were peaceful protests all day, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. At some point Sunday night, there were confrontations with police and looting. Are you concerned about what could happen tonight, and are you anticipating that tonight will remain peaceful?
I'm anticipating that tonight will remain peaceful. I have no concerns. Everyone who helped organize this and helped put this together and that is supporting this are from our community. They have stake in this community. They raise their children here in this community. And so our number one job is to protect our community.
You just talked about potentially a huge number of people tonight. Have you been in communication with the Boston police or with other members of the city about the demonstration tonight?
Yes, I have had conversations with the mayor, Chief Gross, and Attorney General Maura Haley.
And what would you say is the tenor of their response to you and your planning?
So most of them know that I don't never ask for permission. I ask for forgiveness. The police have a job that they feel like they have to do, so they're going to do that. My contention is just basically this is what I'm doing and this is how I'm doing it. I'm never in a situation of asking for permission. From the elected official standpoint, they understand it needs to be done and they support it. They just, you know, their concern is safety and making sure that everybody is able to get home safely.
And do you feel supported by your broader community in organizing this demonstration tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I've literally pulled in community members to be in positions of security and marshals and all the things. So absolutely.
And Monica, what's your message to people, the thousands who are planning to join you tonight and the ones you may not know about who may decide to come last minute?
My message is don't let this be the only time you show up for Black Lives. Find a Black-owned business, a Black nonprofit to support and shift your funding to, because the bigger issue is that we have an equity issue. We have a housing issue. We have a workforce issue when it comes to lack of equity with black people. So don't let this be the only time. We'll be discussing ways that they can plug in into the community to assist with resources. And then we'll be discussing legislation that we're advocating for on a federal level to make it criminal to be killed by the police.
That's Monica Cannon Grant. She's an organizer for a protest plan tonight in Boston's Franklin Park, also the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Violence in Boston, which is focused on advocating for marginalized communities. Good luck tonight, and thank you for joining us today on Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Earlier today, elected officials of color from around Massachusetts spoke at the State House, calling for police reforms in the wake of George Floyd's death and demonstrations across the state. Here's how Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley framed these protests.
What you see happening throughout this nation is unrest, and it will persist for as long as there is unrest.
Congresswoman Pressley says she will file a resolution in the House of Representatives condemning police brutality and excessive use of force, the first such resolution since 1999. That one never made it to the floor. Officials today also proposed reforms at the state and local levels. Joining us now is Boston City Council President Kim Janey, who spoke at the event today. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So, Councilor Janey, why was it important that elected officials of color come out together today and announce these policy proposals?
Well, as president of the most diversity council in Boston's history, it was really important that we, as councilors, joined with our colleagues across the Commonwealth to make this stand. You know, we literally are fighting for our lives here. We are fighting for our lives. You've heard it said over and over again, how exhausting this is, how traumatic it is. But we are literally fighting for our lives. And I find it's very interesting when the media or others who are kind of spectators in this kind of question, you know, the tactics that people use when they are fighting for their lives. I know COVID is a concern. And the irony here is that these events, the fact that we have to even protest around these issues, puts us at greater risk for COVID, something that we are more vulnerable to because of the inequities in this city, in this Commonwealth, and in our country. And because of those inequities that are systemic and grounded, rooted in this country's history of elevating a few at the expense of others, that is why we are in the situation. And so, you know, I find it a sad irony that we have to then re-expose ourselves to something to fight, you know, for our lives here.
You know, we
when
heard
it comes
just
to
now,
COVID the- and in co- you know, and this is compounding. So, you know, prior to these protests, we were already traumatized dealing with COVID. And now here we are yet again. And this time, there has to be some change. This has been going on nonstop. People keep saying, oh, well, this is different. For us, those of us who have been experiencing this, this is a nonstop broken record of injustice and brutality against Black people in this country, our country.
Councilor, I'd like to stop you there and ask you to talk a little bit more about the reforms that are being proposed at all levels of government. We heard a little bit about Congresswoman Presley's resolution. What are you proposing at the municipal level? And talk a little bit about the plans to bring those proposals forward.
Absolutely. And that is what has to happen from all of this. The protests are great. I'm a community organizer. I support, you know, peaceful protests, but it has to be coupled with legislative action. And so we stood this morning with legislative action at all levels, at the federal level, at the state level, and at the municipal level. And I'm really proud that in the city council tomorrow, we have a resolution affirming the resolution at the congressional level. And then there are a number of other ordinances that we have before us, whether facial surveillance and oversight. There are lots of bills that we have before us. The thing that I want to make clear is, yes, police brutality is an issue and reforming our criminal justice system is very important, but we've got inequities in all of these systems. So we also have to make sure that we're dealing with our housing crisis, that we're dealing in addressing the education of Black and brown children in our city. So there are lots of ways that we have to show up differently. And I'd like to also make this point that this work to dismantle this system, this oppressive system, it's going to take all of us, everyone. There cannot be any sitting on the sidelines on social media with the right hashtag. We need people on the front lines of this fight. We need people.
So let's talk about people coming out, Councilor. Mayor Walsh came out in support of the peaceful demonstrators on Sunday. The press conference on Monday really was full of people supporting, officials supporting the peaceful demonstrations on Sunday. We know Mayor Walsh also thanked police and safety officers for their professionalism Sunday. As you exhort people to come out, take action, I do want to ask you if you think the police response in Boston on Sunday night was appropriate and proportionate.
I want to say that I'm really proud, one, of the very peaceful protests that happened in my district. I know those protesters marched downtown and met up with others, and that protest, too, was very peaceful. What took place after the protest is what was problematic, and it's very unfortunate that we would have a few folks who would co-opt and take advantage of this opportunity for their own gain or their own agenda. I want to be clear, though. I'm glad that the mayor has come out. We need everyone to come out. But I want to make this point. It is not enough to just come out. What we are pushing for is legislative change. And what we also need for that to happen, we need for folks who do not look like us to take a hard look inward, and really reflect on your own privilege, position, and power in this country and how that plays out. And I think the more that we can all just take a step back and reflect and then really try to tackle the inequities, the better off we'll all be. I think we don't need to get into a place where people continue to deny that the problem exists. The hope
Counselor,
is that
what's
with
a specific
all of this,
next step? What's a specific next step that you would like listeners who are hearing you talk to me right now on air? What's a specific next step you'd like to see them take?
Thank you. I think it is important, no matter who you are, if you are listening, to please take a moment to reflect. What is my role this moment in time, this important moment in our nation's history? Where will you stand? Will you stand on the side of justice? Will you ensure that the American ideals that we hold up and value in this nation will be realized for all of us? And for that to happen, it will take work. It will take hard work. It will take work that is uncomfortable. And it will take political will. That is our ask. We're also asking for people to get behind the legislation that was mentioned by Congresswoman Presley, as well as at the state level here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and at the city level. If there are bills that you are excited about and want to get behind, it is important that we get all of our other colleagues behind them as well. So that is a concrete step that listeners can take.
And what is your message to people who will come out and protest tonight? And do you intend to join them?
My hope is to connect with Monica. I was able to connect with her a little bit. I believe it was Sunday evening. And, you know, she's lives in my district. She's a great leader. You know, I think protest is important. I understand why people are protesting. I am protesting as well. I want people to be safe. In terms of, you know, their physical distance, that is important. People should show up with masks. And I, you know, heard the tail end of Monica's conversation, and I couldn't agree more. The folks in this community are working hard to build up their community. They're working hard to build it up. And that is the thing that we have to continue to do, all of us, from community members, residents, leaders, elected officials, all of us working together.
That's Boston City Council President Kim Janey. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.